I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are wondering about the future of Turkmenistan following the sudden death yesterday of its longtime president and dictator, Supermurat Niyazov. Turkmenistan ranks 13th on Open Doors World Watch list of nations that persecute Christians. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It remains to be seen exactly what's going to be happening in Turkmenistan. When you look at the former Soviet Union, all those countries that made that up, Turkmenistan is probably the most oppressive toward evangelical churches in all of the now Commonwealth of Independent States.
With Christmas just days away, City Team Ministries is busy distributing food boxes to poor and needy families in six cities in the United States. But City Team's Mark Derkoop says it goes beyond Christmas. Their goal is to cultivate communities that care for each other, and that requires ongoing investment in people's lives.
The reality is that the poor, the needy are there year-round, and especially as we've developed these new programs where we are reaching out to the community. And each city has these different kinds of programs, and we need volunteers all the time.
Go to our website to help. And finally, World Bible Translation Center is excited about a new Croatian easy-to-read New Testament. Still recovering from the effects of war and ethnic cleansing, Croatia's people need to hear that God really cares about them. The center's Gary Bishop says the new translation will help bring healing.
It gives them the opportunity to present God's Word in a relevant context for people so they can really begin to see that God is interested in their world. He's interested in them personally and what's happened to them.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end gift, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.